643, 1320 WILS. Harvard rescinding admissions for 10 students over obscene Facebook messages. Is this something college kids or those hoping to enter college should be thinking about? Catherine Mars with us, certified educational consultant at MarsCAA.com. Catherine, great to have you on WILS.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Yeah,
this is one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, and well, what do you think? I mean, how careful should young people be on Facebook and online?
Well, they should be very careful. We all should be very careful. You know, I hope this is a wake-up call for teenagers. They really need to pay attention to what they post.
Now,
and they need to think before they click the button.
In this case, I mean, how is it, because I don't hear a story like this very often. What is it they were doing that Harvard was so upset about?
Well, they were posting some very derogatory remarks, and they had an attitude. And their moral code was compromised, apparently, because they had issues with minorities, issues with socioeconomically less advantaged individuals than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all really showed that these students were not the caliber of what Harvard wants to have at their campus.
Can a college throw somebody out once they're a student for doing this kind of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's not, I think it's great that they rescinded those admission offers. I think that that's what should have happened. And I think students really need to think before they post.
Now, this is part of some kind of a student group, the class of 2021 website. Do you think this applies for their own personal Facebooks and other social media outlets?
Yeah.
Really? So they can go to someone's Twitter feed and go back a year and say, hey, that this is out of line?
Absolutely. 35% of all admissions people who are professionals that do the accepting of students and reviewing of applications, they check social media sites. Employers check social media sites. They want to know what kind of individual they're looking at admitting to their school or hiring on the job. So, you know, students need to really pay attention. I always caution my kids that when they come in to meet with me, I say, if you go to a party and you're taking pictures or your friends are taking pictures, please do not have a glass in your hand ever, because it may be a glass of water, but college admissions people or anyone who looks at it may judge it differently.
Now, will they let you know, hey, you were not admitted because of this, because of your online behavior?
No. Most of the time, no. In this case, I think what happened was that the class of 21, some of the students formed a private page, and they thought everything was private. And there was another Harvard student that saw what they were posting and was alarmed and shared it with the admissions people, who then asked the kids who had posted to share everything they posted. And that's how Harvard found out about it. And for good reason, they rescinded the offers.
Yeah. Is this because it's Harvard? Do you think a typical small college or community college would do such a thing, to rescind offers like this?
I don't know if a community college would or a state university, but I certainly know other private universities would.
Catherine Mars with us, certified educational consultant. So, I mean, what does that mean? If you're a young person having fun, living your life, I mean, what is it you should avoid putting on online, period, then?
Well, I think you need to be aware of what's compromising. In other words, you don't put provocative pictures on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tweet out things that are rude or insensitive.
Yeah.
I think that people need to be careful
they
can hurt other people's feelings.
Could this extend politically, where you might post something of a conservative nature or something they, you know, disagree with politically and not like it for that?
No, I don't think that would cause anything. But I think if they were derogatory about a minority, or if they said something about a group of individuals or a class of individuals, I think they certainly could be kept out of a university. I think that you really have to be cautious of what you post and what you say.
Yeah.
I think people who write emails need to be careful. Before they send them, they need to reread them.
Is it harder than ever to get into a top-level college nowadays?
Yes. I think that the Ivies, I always advise my students that, quite frankly, an Ivy is like a lottery. You know, every kid, they, Harvard has 40,000 applicants, and they take 2,000 students. So all of the students that apply, most all of them are qualified. So it's a luck of the draw. It's kind of it's very subjective. Hmm. It's based on who's reading the application.
And it's the admissions officers that basically have the final say. They just kind of decide if they like you better than the other people. Is that it?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it. I you know, one of the other things I caution my students is that the young person who is the first one they meet from the college in the admissions office, it's the rep for their territory and is traveling around to the high schools, that young person may only be 23 or 24 years old and fresh out of college. That's their first job. Mm-hmm. They also are the gatekeeper of that student's application, whether or not it makes it to the next review, because they're doing the first review. So it's always, always wise to be very polite and respectful to the young person who meets you at the college fair or at your high school representing a certain university.
Really?
Because they may indeed be the ones who decide whether or not you get in.
Gee, I didn't know. So it goes right down. How would they have a say in the end, though?
Well, I think that every college is different, but many colleges have several levels of review. And so the person who's representing the territory of the high school where the student attends, mm-hmm. that person has the first read of an application. So if that application is great, then it makes it to the next level.
Hmm.
But if the application is questionable, it may make it to a different committee, and that's the one where they have the yay or nay say.
Right.
And if the application is not good at all, then it gets moved aside immediately.
Catherine Mars, Certified Educational Consultant. Catherine Mars, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you very much. Yep. You can find me at www.mars.com. CAA.com, College Admission Advisors. Thank you.
Yep, Mars, with two R's, MarsCAA.com.